Bava Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah continues with the theme of this Perek of dealing with the laws of Onav, overcharging, except it switches gears a little bit to other forms of financial abuse that a seller could be guilty of. The Mishnah begins, Ein Ma'arvin Peros Beperos. You are not allowed to mix one type of fruit with another type of fruit. Now, I say a type of fruit, it doesn't mean to say apples with oranges. It means one form of apples with another form of apples that may not be as good as the other ones. Afilu chadashim b'chadashim, even if they are new crop with the new crop. Now, this really is more relevant, I would think, with grain. Grain happens to be the older grain is better than the newer grain. It's drier, etc. It can be ground better. So, it's even if they're both new, they're both the same type of level of grain, but there's an expectation that that you're selling from a certain field, you can't mix it with fruits from another field, or produce from another field, I should say. The Ein Tzarech Lomar Chadashim B'Yishanim, and you certainly can't mix when you advertise that you're selling Yishanim, you're selling older grain that is more mature and better. You can't mix into it new grain when people have the expectation that they're getting is the old and better grain. Somewhat of an exception to this is the next case in the Mishnah, the MS. In reality, Bayayin hitiru la'ariv kosha barach. They did permit us to mix two different types of wine. You can mix a harsher wine, a sharper, harsher wine, in a softer wine, mipnei shehu mashbicho, because by itself perhaps it's not as good, but the effect of having this harder wine, this tougher wine mixed with the softer wine, has a positive effect on the softer wine. There's a dispute between Rashi and the Rush. Rashi maintains it specifically only you can mix in the hard wine into the soft wine, but not the opposite direction. And the Rush says, no, it works actually both directions. The Gemara, however, makes a point and a limitation on this halacha of mixing the wines together, that this is only true when the wines are still at the wine press, when it's the beginning of production. And then at that point, when you mix wines together, it doesn't have a negative effect on the wine. However, if you were to try to mix wines subsequent to that, after they've already been pressed, they've already been produced, that, however, would be a problem. You wouldn't be allowed to mix those together. It doesn't have a positive effect, only has a negative effect. However, if a person can tell by the taste, the purchaser tastes the wine beforehand, and it's the type of mixture that the lokeach, the purchaser, can tell the difference, then you're allowed to mix it because he can taste it and tell. In general, the fact that term be'emes was used, that in reality, so that means, the Gemara says, that the Mishnah wants to emphasize that is actually the halacha. That's be'emes by yayin hitiru l'ariv kasha barach mipneshu mashbicho, because it makes it better. The Mishnah continues, ein ma'arvin shimrei yayin be'yayin. You can't mix in the shemarim, the dregs of one wine into that of another wine, avol nosin lo es shemarim, but you could put the dregs that were native to this particular wine. It can be sold along with the wine because the expectation is that the wine comes with a certain amount of dregs. Mishin is arav mayim b'yeno. What happens if you got some water mixed into your wines, has diluted your wine beyond what would be the normal expectation? Lo yim karenu b'chanus. You cannot sell it in chanus, in a store, in a retail environment. Ella imkein hodio, unless you inform the purchaser that this wine has water mixed in it. Velola tagor, and you can't sell it to a merchant on a wholesale basis. Afal pisha hodio, even if you let the merchant, the person who's purchasing it from you wholesale, even if you inform him of the fact that the water has been mixed in, she'eno elo l'ramos bo, it's only going to be used to fool or trick people, because even if you inform him and he still is interested in picking up your diluted wine, it's very likely that he's doing it in order to getting it for a cheaper price and selling it as if it is regular wine. However, the Mishnah concludes that makom shenohagu lahatil mayim b'yayin yatilu. If you live in a place where the minhag, the custom, is to mix water into the wine, you're allowed to do it because that is the minhag and people expect that to happen. And the Gemara, again, about this point as well, says that this is exclusive to a situation where you are mixing it during the production while it's still at the wine press. Subsequent to that, it will have a negative effect.